You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. Visit us online, where at WILLAG.org, of course. There you'll be able to find our programming content, including this conversation with Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, and is here to take up what's been a really soggy forecast. I think it remains that way. Tell me about the rainfall that we had across the eastern Corn Belt last night. It swept through Missouri, Illinois, I think Indiana too.
You're exactly right. A lot of those areas did see heavy rainfall, especially in the Bloomington region, where locally over 3 to 4 inches was reported. So we didn't have a lot of rain once again overnight. But the coverage of that event was a little bit smaller than some of the events we saw in the past. Now, we do have a few more rain chances out there over the next couple of days. But that's primarily because a significant pattern change is beginning. We have a warm weather pattern that is going to start here over the next couple of days, and it will turn downright hot across different parts of the central U.S. over the next 1 to 2 weeks, beginning as early as Saturday and Sunday. Initially, what that means for the wettest areas of the eastern Corn Belt is a few more thunderstorm clusters. As warm weather begins to shift on to the north, we'll start to see little thunderstorms pop up from time to time, especially during the overnight hours. This is a little more typical of the type of weather we do see in the summer, though it's not really well-timed because a lot of these areas do not need more rain. So that kind of takes us through Saturday. Once we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, we'll see this warm weather bubble over the entire Corn Belt and into the plains. Then we'll see little waves of energy move across the edge of the warm pattern. That will unfortunately lead to a few more thunderstorm clusters, this time further to the north, but also including a lot of the eastern Corn Belt. So the whole point of what we're talking about right now is that it's going to stay stormy in the eastern Corn Belt, with rainfall probably in the 1.25 inch to 2.5 inch range over the next week from Illinois on to the east. Beyond this period, we're still looking for a few more thunderstorm clusters, but this will primarily occur because we're going to see temperatures turn a lot warmer once again later next week and especially next weekend when we see this whole situation kind of reassemble. So by the time you put all this together, you can easily see that temperatures over the next 10 to 14 days will be near to above normal across a large portion of the Corn Belt, and we'll also see near to above average rainfall with, again, unfortunately, the wettest weather most likely in these areas that don't need rain.
Mike, you're describing a real departure from the existing weather patterns. Do we need to be concerned about the departure at all, especially with the higher temperatures?
Well, I wouldn't say you need to be overly concerned at the moment, but it is something to monitor over the next couple of weeks. We've been very cool lately, and we probably need some heat units to get the crops growing a little bit more. It's always a dangerous situation, though, because it's pretty rare to be saying in July that, hey, we would like to see some warm weather. Generally, that's not the best case for corn and soybeans. So as long as it doesn't last, it looks okay. But we're having a lot of uncertainty here of figuring out exactly what's going to happen. We know a hot area of upper level high pressure is going to drive the U.S. weather pattern over the next couple of weeks and probably beyond that. But its location is key. Right now, we think it will center somewhere near Nebraska, Kansas, and out of the west, which would just keep things warm, but not too warm. But any deviation in that system one way or the other will lead to dramatic weather forecast changes over the next few weeks.
And of course, we're in the midst of corn pollination now. How hot will it be during the day, and what will the daytime lows look like?
Well, for the next 7 days or so, we're going to see some pretty dramatic changes. Right now, it's very cool out. It'll stay cool tomorrow, then a little warmer Saturday, much warmer Sunday and Monday. Highs then in the low to mid-90s with lows in the mid-70s. So that is a pretty big departure from normal to the warm side, but you could easily argue that that simply offsets how cool it is now. So by the time you add up the previous 2 to 3 days of weather and the next 5 to 6 days of weather, you might not look that warm from a historical standpoint. You'd still be pretty close to normal just simply because it's been so cool leading into this period. And that's why we think the real important feature here is not really so much what happens over the next week or so, it's what happens after that. If this pattern starts to recur with regularity, that would become a problem. But if it doesn't, then this would simply have been a little period of warmth that arguably would have been beneficial to the crop and not necessarily derail things.
And not hot enough, really, to interfere with pollination. Thanks so much for joining us. I do appreciate that, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.